From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Climate change is scary. Scary enough for a Halloween attraction. That's what students at a small school in Delray Beach were thinking when they chose the theme for their haunted house this year. Environmental disaster. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman visited at her own risk.
There's a sign that says, "Breaking news, we were warned. We ignored scientists. What now?"
The haunted house is on a busy corner in downtown Delray Beach. There are fake gravestones for endangered species in the lawn and signs taped to the windows that look like newspapers.
"Breaking news, hold your breath. CO2 levels reach all-time high."
A student stands at the door telling visitors, "Come in if you dare."
So there's trash on the floor. Some kind of mermaid is telling us to go into the next room.
Students playing different characters inside the house told me more about what I was seeing.
"This room is about like the ocean and like also about land, like just how much pollution there is. And like there's an image right in front of us about like here's a clear ocean and then like it's all polluted."
There's a projection on the wall, the ocean. First blue, then it turns purple, then green. Eventually it's full of trash. Moving on, the next room.
"Full ice caps melted. All coastal areas flooded. Everyone drowned and died."
What's happening in here?
"This is our radiation room. Burns everything."
Later, a cosmetic store where shoppers are poisoned by harmful chemicals in makeup. And then a room with victims of a new epidemic caused by environmental disaster. There's a girl banging against the window from the outside, leaving bloody handprints, and a boy with an electric drill.
"I want applesauce."
Finally, the CO2 room.
"UV radiation, heat waves, and drought."
An announcement from the National Weather Service and FEMA about air quality. Stay inside.
"Dry skin, blindness, and respiratory problems, and death."
That's it. Now, the exit.
I hated every second of it. It was terrifying.
This haunted house is usually a schoolhouse. It's called Space of Mind, and it looks more like a youth hostel than a school. Its 45 students are technically homeschooled, but they learn together in one of the oldest houses in Palm Beach County, built in 1898. To the students who came up with the haunted house, climate change is genuinely scary.
"The past generations haven't really dealt with it."
Olivia Katz focuses on music in her studies at the school. She designed the soundtracks for some of the rooms in the haunted house. She's 14 and a freshman from Boca Raton.
"And I think our generation needs to take a step and solve these problems, or at least try to, because the world can end in something really bad."
Take the polar ice caps room. It comes from students' worry that Florida could soon be underwater.
"The UN has just released a report that if our planet's temperature goes up 1.5 degrees Celsius, we will reach the point of no return in our climate."
Lee Pachoka is 17, a senior who lives in Delray Beach. Lee helped make props and decorations for the haunted house by upcycling garbage and other unwanted items.
"And unless we change things drastically, this is the path we're set on. And so I think we definitely seek to inform."
Lee said this message is especially important for people in South Florida.
"We're, what, 9 or so blocks from the beach? If there's a natural disaster that has to do with the ocean, we could be underwater."
Doreen Jewell, who lives in Delray Beach, visited the haunted house, dressed up like a fairy with a pink sparkly dress and matching makeup. Her favorite part was the CO2 room.
"The creepy seesaw at the end."
It was set in a park, and a girl wearing a gas mask was playing on a seesaw.
"It was that the kids have nowhere to play, and she was going, creak, creak, with it."
Jewel said she got the message the kids were hoping to convey.
"If we don't do something to change, if we don't do some sort of alternative, we're going to lose everything."
I'm Jessica Bakeman in Delray Beach.
You can find photos of the haunted house at WLRN.org or check us out on Instagram with the handle WLRN. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.